So as far as like Jewish educators, you ran into some brick walls or bumps in the road. Were other Jewish educators running into
Oh,
challenges?
in Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. High holidays. You know, there was no respect. There's no respect today for high holidays. I'll tell you that in a while, too. But yeah, so you had Eddie Goldman and Elise Axe and some of those other people who band together to create a, you know, a Jewish group of teachers. I'd never joined that group because I just felt like I wasn't exactly sure that the group was organized for the right reasons. That was just a personal experience of that. I absolutely agree that high holidays and respect for Judaism and children needed to happen. And I didn't feel that Jewish teachers were not promoted because a lot of them were very smart and they were promoted. So it wasn't a matter that, and I didn't like the idea of Judaism being considered a race. I mean, so I had a lot of difficulty with, you know, us being a minority. Now, having said that, I think we could have promoted ourselves by helping each other because we're all there and just as other people. But no one used that intellectual strategy. They used other ways. But having said that, the district needed to be forced to deal with, and that could have been through the Federation or other places. Didn't need to be through, you know, to look at, we have a Jewish holy day in other cities that people recognize that. We have certain things that children shouldn't be marked absent when they're, my daughter never forgave me for keeping her home from the high holidays because she couldn't get a certificate at the end of each year because of that. You know, I mean, that was big to her when in her head when she was little. So now she, I have to argue with her about letting her kids stay off for high holidays kind of thing. And that's our own family's dynamic. But it was because she never felt, and then they gave tests, and then you'd have to make up the test, even though you're excused, but you'd have to make it up. Totally disrespectful. And actually, we have a gentleman who came from Harvard that this foundation is underwriting, and a professor, a consultant for the Clark County School District who used to work for the school district, had a big party for him on Friday night of Yom Kippur. And I objected and I called the superintendent and other people and said, "You're having a big party on the holiest day and you're inviting everyone to welcome this man. And I, this organization, and I have made this possible and I cannot come." And we're so sorry, but they didn't cancel it.
Didn't change it.
So there's still a lot of ignorance around that. And that needs to be talked through and worked out. You know, and the woman who's in charge of multicultural education for the school district wrote a note saying, she's African American, Greta, to the people, "I cannot go. This is a totally inappropriate day for you to be planning this." But they still conducted it and had it. And I've made comments about that 4 times since that's happened.
Good for you. That's
Yeah,
just
but that's,
terrible.
and but people
But
don't. That's ignorance.
that is
Yeah,
ignorance, yeah.
and when people say to me, "Happy holiday," I go, "No, it's not a holiday. It's a holy day. It's a holy period of time for reflection. And it's our confession, if you want to relate it. And it's our willing to grow, not just dumping bad things, but it's our way of looking at what we could do better." So I, and I do, my whole staff knows. I mean, I do that kind of stuff.
Really respect that.